Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I got a buddy who every year has three New Year's resolutions. Bob, our old friend Bob, that's who it is. I hate to say it, but he rarely succeeds. And then it hit me. Bob should call the Canopy Group. Bob wants to read more, and I can't help him with that. Bob wants to lose 20 pounds, and I sure as heck can't help him with that. But I can help him with his third resolution, and that is to save money. How do you do that? By handing this resolution over to the 40 professionals at the Canopy Group. They will help Bob save money on his home and auto insurance and have better coverage. There are 16 companies assure Bob's success, not just this year. They will do this for Bob every year to be sure he has the best coverage at the best price. New clients save an average of $810 annually. Hand your New Year's resolution over to the Canopy Group and be part of the 10% with Bob who actually succeed in accomplishing their New Year's resolution. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.
Always fun, crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, what happened?
Were we on last week? Were we on last week?
Yeah.
We did.
I think we both thought they'd win.
We just didn't do anything else.
Yeah. We still did our show.
You did your show.
Yeah.
You did brief Viking build up to the Packer game shows.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into what happened yesterday, somebody gave me this stat today, and I did not believe it, but this is the greatest stat in the history of professional sports. The San Francisco 49ers and the Vikings are still in a fight to see who will be the two seed, right? If the 49ers lose and the Vikings beat the Bears.
Yep.
The 49ers at this stage are 12-4 and have outscored their opponents by 170 points. And the Vikings are 12-4 and have been outscored by 19 points. This is not mathematically possible. This is beyond historic. I have people saying to me, "We've never had a Viking team like this." I said, "We never had a Viking team like this. The National Football League has never had a team like this. It is impossible." It is.
And without the garbage time points on Sunday, it'd be worse. It'd be far worse.
It would be 29 points. See, because the Bears stink so bad, they still have a chance to outscore the opposition, which is too bad because I was hoping that, I'll give them one garbage touchdown, but the second one was heartbreaking because, you wanted to get them like 26 points in reverse. But I guess I hadn't looked at the 49ers number. I was just stunned by the Vikings number. But they're with Brock Purdy, they're 170 points.
Well, their defense is damn good.
I know.
They don't give up the points.
But I watched that thing mostly yesterday, off and on, and was, reasonably disgusted. But now I have decided this is one of the great phenomenons in our sporting history to have a team like this. We've never had a pro team like this. I mean, the Twins, 87, they got outscored.
Yep.
But they kind of packed it in the last five games, and they were marginal and couldn't win any road games. They were 29-52 on the road. So that was a bit of a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's as crazy as this. This is crazy. This is Here's the other thing. We're all Zim, you know. What would have Heat Zim taking if his team showed up and did that yesterday?
Oh, God. And what? Dallas as well.
Yeah.
The Dallas game, Dallas. Yes. You would have gotten creamed by the public.
But here's the deal with the, you know, the kid, he seems okay. But they no-showed against Dallas. They no-showed yesterday. They got clobbered. They went to Philadelphia, and I think they just got their ass beat, right?
Yeah.
There wasn't so much no-showed.
Yep.
If Philadelphia was at their zenith then. And they no-showed against the Colts for a half. And they were willing to no-show the whole game if the Colts hadn't been so stupid and made them say, well, what the hell? Maybe we should try suddenly. They were behind the Colts, who are terrible, 33-0. 33-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Halftime. What if Zim's team came out and was behind the Colts, 33-0?
Oh, they wouldn't have rallied.
Where have all these no-shows come from, though? I mean, this guy's, you know... I don't know.
He'd like to know.
Yeah, I know he would.
He thought they had a good week of practice.
Now, here's their problem. Well, yeah, that's the old, we had a good week of practice. Here's the deal. Now they're starting to get hurt a little bit. They've been pretty damn healthy. Now, let's hope that Brian O'Neill is a faster healer from a calf strain than a certain 7-foot basketball player is, who apparently is considering announcing his retirement because he's got a sore calf. I don't know. We may never see him again for all we know. But if Brian O'Neill is, because Darisaw isn't the same as he was before you started having his physical problems, right? Yesterday he wasn't.
Yeah. O'Neill's and, the guy O'Neill. On that line as
yeah,
far as
I
like
know.
The leader.
They can't afford to lose him. What are you doing, Chip? Don't call me.
Chip.
Yeah, come on, Chip.
Chipper.
Chip, don't you know we got a radio show here? Come on. Podcast show. Excuse me, radio. I've used this swear
word. Yeah, close enough.
But,
Chip Scoggins.
Chipper.
I think you can silence it. Just turn that thing on the side down.
Okay.
So it vibrates.
I do that usually. I do that. But I hate to do that because I forget at home that I've done that.
Yep.
And then when I'm wandering about the house trying to figure out where I put my cell phone.
Oh, you can't find
it. I got to hear the. I always have it on vibrate, though, so I can hear that little buzz.
Yeah,
but
it's
a little harder to find.
Yep. I gotcha.
Anyhow, it's a phenomenon of all time, isn't it? I mean, how should we feel about them right now beyond having small expectations for the postseason? Should we celebrate the fact that somehow these guys that are capable of this rottenness are 12-4. They're going to – when's the last time they won? Now, this isn't a 16 game. This is 16 games. And when's the last time they won 12? Zim won 13 one year, right?
Yeah, 2017.
But they
– Chile won 12 in 2019 won 12, right?
Yeah.
With Favre?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've – so you get the extra game this year. But they – you know – It's unbelievable, yes. Because the Packers weren't that good. And you're behind 40. They were good defensively, but
they just ran the ball down your throat.
They give you a break and put the ball on a 1-yard line.
Yep.
And you still don't score. And Rodgers threw for 160 yards. And he had nobody to... Watson caught one pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Watson get...
They tried to feed him the ball... The poor kid was hurt. They kept trying to throw deep to him.
Well, but the other thing about this is they announced at midweek that they had their two running backs healthy and they're going to start running the ball again, basically, didn't they? Wasn't that the message from over there? Well, we're going to start running the ball again.
You know what? The Vikings can't stop it.
Wow.
When you employ in the same series 10 men on the field and 12 men,
mm-hmm.
your discipline might get questioned.
You got to get somewhere in between on that. You know, you got
yeah, you can't have the average.
No. Right.
Well, we had 10, then we had 12, so mm-hmm. we're doing fine.
Some people were comparing that to Chile at the end of it. You know, I wouldn't say it was quite as vital at that time. But
No, hell no.
So What are the reports from there? You didn't go. I was hoping you did. But what are the reports on the did they fill up Lambeau, or were they all drunk? Were they all? I guess they're excited.
The reports
again.
That Vikings fans got their hands on a ton of tickets because the Packer fans are actively bailing because the team's not that good.
But if the Packers beat the Lions, they're in.
Yep.
Right? They're the seventh seed.
Yep.
And they and if the Lions would still need this if they win, they still need the Seahawks to lose?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting into very dangerous territory here.
Yeah. I gotta think the Lions is yesterday they were behind the Bears for a quarter and a half and ended up beating them by 30. But you got to think Green Bay is going to win in Lambeau, aren't they? Detroit's not going to sweep them, for God's sakes.
I just want to know how the Vikings look that bad against the Packers.
I don't know. When the Packers aren't that good.
When the Packers, yeah, exactly. That's what I want to know. How do you not show up for that game?
I really thought they would, didn't you? Because it was the Packers.
Yes.
Because it was the Packers. I thought they're going to show up for this.
Well, and you know what? You get a mulligan. A mulligan a year to get blown out. Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Well, had the margin stayed at 30.
And like you said, the Colts.
If the margin had stayed at 30, they would have been the first team in NFL history to lose by 30 twice in a season and make the playoffs, right?
I think Seifert tweeted that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he tweeted that.
Seifert's the guy you got to go to.
Well, he's got the stats and info people.
Yeah.
Always feeding him stuff, and it's fantastic.
It is.
Those
it's
people
great.
Can find anything.
Yes, they can.
ESPN stats and info.
You can. Well, Seifert, he worked with him. Seifert.
Yeah.
Declan is, I've been doing this for 50, if I go back to the great Davis Hellberg at the Duluth News Tribune, who was my idol, my first one. That Finlander could really write. Just January of 1966, he's the best beat writer I ever worked with him.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, he was with the Pioneer Press for ESPN, correct?
No.
Nope.
Star Tribune.
Just Strip.
Sorry. Yeah, he
Strip
was Judge's teammate.
That's right.
Yeah, because he left. They
brought you back from Green Bay to work with him, right?
Yep. It was Mark Craig and Seifert on the Vikings beat until 2005, and then Craig went
to the Mace then?
No. He went to the National Football League beat as a whole when papers had money.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So he could travel to different games.
Back in the good old days. Yeah.
But Kevin's outstanding. But yeah, that was a great stat, and I was hoping it would hold up, and then and then Kirk got a meaningless touchdown, and then Nick Mullins came in and threw a meaningless touchdown.
So Kirk is. Mm. So what do the Kirkies say now? This whole thing that he's the reason Jefferson's good and blah, blah, blah.
They blame it. Now they're going to blame this on the line, and they're going to blame other factors.
Mm-hmm. He was terrible yesterday.
They all were.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he was awful.
It was a group
effort. How about Jefferson getting just completely embarrassed by a guy who told
him out.
Your first game was a fluke, and Jair Alexander doing the gritty in Jefferson's face, and Jefferson, they did nothing.
No, and... They did give him. They did double him. I mean, the safety.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, he's got to know that's coming. But
that's been done.
I think we're blaming the turf, right? We had a bad turf.
Turf.
Yeah, and we didn't necessarily wear the correct cleats. Although
I thought we practiced in the 7 cleat shoes, but then with some
7
players.
Stud, yep.
7 players decided not to wear them.
There is an active conspiracy going on the Vikings Reddit page, Patrick. Where.
Yes.
The Green Bay grounds crew specifically watered the other side of the field as to make the field more muddy and more slippery.
That's an old baseball thing, and that is legal. You can do that, as far as I know.
Does this compare with when the Giants were intercepting our signals? And
I think this is. I think you can do this
in the 41, don't it?
I think your grounds crew can alter the. For sure. The turf. Didn't the Twins in 65 water around first base to start Maury Rose?
No. That was a Billy Martin thing.
Yeah?
And he had the great Eddie Weller. Did you ever meet Eddie? He was a groundskeeper out there for years.
I remember Dick Erickson.
He was never the boss, but he was Erickson's henchman.
Okay.
Eddie, do this. They put in barrels of sand around first base and mixed it in with the dirt. Barrels of sand where, it was like...
That's what it was.
It was like running in the desert. And then somebody, O'Malley or somebody, brought it to the manager's attention. And before the game, they went out there and they shoveled like about five wheelbarrows
at the Met.
At the Met, they shoveled about five wheelbarrows of sand away from first base.
No kidding.
They caught him. Somehow they caught him. Somebody, there must have been a rumor or something. But also, the only World Series game I went to was six, so I didn't see. I wonder, was it six that they did that because of Wills? I'm not sure.
Or was it one or two? One and two were here,
six,
right?
But apparently you could see the difference in the. You could see, you could see.
You know what?
It was gold instead of brown. You know,
I love it.
They got they doubled, but it was Martin's idea. Apparently, they're going to slow down. It could have been six. It might have been one, but it could have been six because they won the first two games here, and then they went out there and just got run out of the place because the Dodgers infield was like this.
Yep.
They had no home run hitters, and they. Slap the ball and run. And,
it's like turf. Know.
And then we had Twinkle Toes Killebrew playing third. God love him. I love him, but he wasn't exactly a third sacker. And and so they had Harmon, and they boom, boom, bunt, right, slapped it by him. So they basically were outclassed by speed there. So when they came
home. So
they
got swept there, right?
Yeah, they lost.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, yeah. They lost. It was 3-3. Yeah, they lost all. They won two here. And
they won six here, right?
And they won six here, yeah. It's Mudcat hit his home run. I was about four rows away when Mudcat hit the home run. That's a game that my brother and I, my old man, got us four tickets in the left field bleachers. And when you brought your ticket in, they used to make a red mark on them. They didn't poke them. They little slash. At least with these tickets. Mm-hmm. And we got 14 guys in the game. We kept going out with tickets, and then my brother was like an expert at erasing the red mark, and you'd four guys would come in, and then one would go out with three more tickets. We were like crouched up in these seats
for a World Series game.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah, we got 14 people. We got our buddies, drinking buddies from Prior Lake. We got them all in. It was that was the probably the greatest attempted cheating moment in local sports history. But when you look at the turf that they were playing on yesterday, and you go back and look at I love the photos of Namath.
Yes,
when the Jets go to the Super Bowl and the field they're playing on is. Is unbelievable. There's not a blade of dirt on it, a blade of grass.
The best
on
was
it.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland had no grass.
No, because first of all, they were all ballparks, so they had the infield. How many? I wonder if you went back to, the first time the Vikings went to the Super Bowl, how many exclusive football stadiums were there, I wonder? How many weren't playing in ballparks? Well, there were some non-big league teams, but...
Well, the Giants were in Yankee.
Yeah, and the White Sox, I mean, the Bears by then were in Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Jets were in Shea.
The Jets were still in Shea. And where the Giants hadn't built their stadium yet?
No.
Under Giants.
So Mid-70s?
They were still in Yankee Stadium. Uh-huh. Wow. Well, remember the Giants, though, played in Harvard. They played in New Haven.
Yes.
When Fran.
The Yale.
Yeah, they played in the Yale Bowl. When Fran beat the Vikings, I think it was in the Yale Bowl.
Okay, that must have been a conflict?
No. They moved.
Oh, they moved out.
Okay. Moved out. They were sick of Yankee Stadium, and the Yale Bowl holds like 80,000. That used to be Yale football. Used to be a little bigger than it is today.
So. Well, we found out when the Gophers played in their bowl game exactly why a baseball stadium shouldn't house football.
Yes, that is true. Why? Okay, we might have to go back to the Vikings here. But I have another rant. Okay. We have created a situation now where the Rose Bowl is going to kick off in 2.5 hours, right? About 3 o'clock?
Yep.
No, we have created a situation where the Rose Bowl is meaningless. It was the only thing we imagined in life. As youth in into the 90s, right? Pasadena, there's nothing to beat it. I love the Rose Bowl. I covered a number of them. Northwestern went out there for the first time, you know, and got since the late 40s, I think. And every sports writer who graduated from Northwestern was covering the game in that great press box. They were, everybody who went there was there. And it was just a great celebration. And now, with this whole system and playing it on Monday, now when the Gophers went the second time, it was on January 2nd the game was played. I think one of the two was played on January 2nd because they'd never played on Sunday. So this is not.
Right.
This, you know, this is not based on that. They never played on Sunday. I don't know. Did they have the parade today?
I have no idea.
I don't know if they had the parade today or yesterday, but probably it'd usually be in the morning and then, you know, you'd have a 200,000 people at the parade and 100,000 people at the game. It was this phenomenal event. Now you got the third place team from the Big Ten, the third best team from the Big Ten, playing Utah, who, as I said in Twitter, I want a horse when I go out there. When I go out to see a Rose Bowl, I want some guy charging out in front of the band on a horse in front of the team, you know, with those wonderful, almost red and yellow and gold uniforms and the men of Troy. I don't want Utah, for God's sakes. Don't give me Utah in a damn Rose Bowl. But anyway, it's gone. So what are they going to do? Are they going to be the are the four big bowl games going to be the quarterfinals? In the 12th.
Well, and the Rose Bowl does rotate in right now,
yes,
as a
it
semifinal.
Does, but when it doesn't play.
Oh, it'll be a quarterfinal, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're going to have to do.
Yeah.
And then they're going to. So then the season will end at last. Like, they're going to have to do January 1st. And then whatever, if they still stick with New Year's
Day.
But
won't they move things around to start earlier in December?
Yeah, but you can't play the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl's got to be on New Year's.
Well,
they'll start earlier.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl's got to be on New Year's. Else it's not.
But it's already not the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but the parade is big. The parade is bigger than the game.
Yeah.
You know, national TV, and more people watch the parade than watch the game. So, you know, what they're going to do is probably, now when they run into an NFL conflict, like, they got a problem, obviously. But you know, two on New Year's Eve and two on New Year's Day. And then it kind of depends upon what the next, what,
yeah,
where, if it's like a Wednesday, you're going to have to wait 10
How
days.
How long are you going to take the thing?
So you're going to, it's going to be January 20th before they play the championship game, don't you think?
Yeah, if they do it that way.
Oh, well, they're going to have to, I think. Unless they just have the Rose Bowl and somebody else be the semifinals all the time.
Right, and rotate something else in December.
Yeah. And just, you know, have the Rose Bowl and Orange Bowl.
But the rest of these bowl games are just such a waste of time.
I got a stat for you. I put this on Twitter that got me in a little trouble. Take away the four teams that were in the playoffs. That left you with 126 eligible FBS teams. They were James Madison's first year, but they weren't eligible. They would have... the Rose Bowl, the bowl teams included Rice, which ended up 5-8 because it was the number one academic. But the NCAA basketball tournament, Division I, 68 teams for about 350 Division I teams now. So,
yep,
whatever that is, 20%, right? 20% make it. The college bowl classification, or whatever the hell it is, FBS, 126 schools, 78 of them went to bowl games. 62% went to bowl games. As I said, we were in that exclusive club of 39 teams that won bowl games, including New Mexico State, which would beat Augsburg by two touchdowns if they were lucky.
Yep.
But they won one. They beat...
yeah, your guy Kill.
Jerry did it. You know, they did pay Valparaiso $400,000 to come down there and get their ass kicked
Detroit.
To make them
How
so they could
that?
Go to Detroit and lose more money.
Yep.
And lose more money. But it's what are you going to do? You got to get rid of it. With the 12-team playoff, you got to get rid of you got to make these mean something except programming for ESPN.
But they don't seem to care.
No.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's a complete waste of time now.
Yeah, I mean, I honest to God, including the Gophers, I watched until the two semifinals, which I watched most of. I didn't watch 10 minutes of bowl games at 39 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't watch as much as Collar does on replay. And, I mean, what is the, let's have some standards here. The trouble is NCAA has no influence over Division I football anymore.
Right.
Right.
I
mean, they run FCS, but they don't run FBS. So.
Right.
It's
And
just,
you're right. It's programming. They just want the games for programming.
Yeah, but it's...
But you're playing in, like, Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium. You're getting guys killed.
And here's another thing I heard, too. You know, our NILs, everybody's getting their NIL. Their NIL deals should include a demand that the guy plays in the bowl game. In other words, if you're John Michael Schmitz... And we're paying you a whatever,
yep,
$10,000. You got to play in the bowl game. I suppose you can claim injury and not play in the bowl game. But that's the other thing that's made 100 players who think they might get drafted are showing you the importance of these bowl games by not playing,
yeah,
including. Third, you're now having bowl games with third and fourth team quarterbacks because two of them, one of them. Plus, they've opened up the transfer portal.
And guys have left.
The
guys have left. And coaches,
yeah.
Same thing.
The guys are leaving before the.
Yes.
Why did they have the transfer portal? And I suppose they want to get them to school.
Because that's how much these games mean, though.
Yeah, and they want to get them in school for that semester, yeah. Right, to get them eligible. But there's got to be a different way to do it. You know, you got to have, I'm entering the portal, goodbye. I took you to the Weed Eater Bowl or whatever the hell it is. I miss the Poulon Weed Eater Bowl. That's not.
You know what, I miss the Blue Bonnet Bowl at the Astrodome.
It was.
I love, you
New
see,
Year's
that was
Eve.
A small.
It was the only New Year's Eve
it
game.
It was great, though.
It was. Yes, it was like the sixth bowl game.
Yeah,
though.
I know, but it was the sixth of what, eight?
Well, the Fiesta hadn't even started then, right?
It was around that time.
But the you had the four big ones, and then the Gator Bowl was around forever, and the Sun Bowl was around forever. But the Sun Bowl would get like Western Michigan, and they wouldn't get what we now call Power Five conference teams. But yeah, the Blue Bonnet Bowl on New Year's Eve was a tradition because the Sugar Bowl was usually the night. The Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl had played. No, the Sugar Bowl played in the day. And then the Orange Bowl played at night. Yeah,
Dolphin Stadium came
on after the Rose Bowl, but even before Dolphin,
the Orange Bowl. I'm sorry.
Orange Bowl, yeah.
Yes, you're right. That was ordinarily, I think, started at 7 o'clock because it was the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl was at sunset, right? Because they'd always have the great shot of the skyline and the sun setting.
Major League Baseball's postseason for its dwaddling pace of play has been trumped by college football. Because ESPN, in an attempt to get their money back, every chance they get, they take a five-minute ad. You know, much worse than the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they never...
Oh, college football's the pace of it's way worse.
It's incredible.
Yes. Although, I will say this, for the first time that I can recall, the two national semifinals on Saturday night were fantastic. Because they were so screwy.
I think the Buckeyes got screwed. That was not a timeout. That play was in business while the guy was still talking to the ref, while he was still talking to the official on the sideline. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You can't let him say it. What? What are you saying? And while they're running the play and making it a success, And then the guy runs in and says, no, he called timeout. No, he didn't. He called it. He's got to get the message to you. And whoever the moron was that was their football analyst, you know, their refereeing analyst, whoever was doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They could have had somebody with a hatchet hit a guy in the head, and he would have said, and not called anything, and he would have said, ah, I got the right call here. This guy wouldn't have, this guy defended him for everything.
There's not a lot of guys that actually give you any objective thoughts.
You know, the guy who started it all is.
Pereira does a little
Pereira,
bit.
Pereira.
They defend a lot of
Pereira's been removed from officiating for so long. He doesn't. Yeah. But a lot of these guys are like supervisors and still active and stuff like that.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. How about Michigan? How do they give up? You know, Michigan could whine about that touchdown not being a touchdown, but when you give up 50, you don't have much to complain about. Right?
No. No, and they.
I got to look something up for you, though, here.
All right.
We're doing this. Yeah. Anyway, Michigan 50. I got to look this up. By the way, you know how the recruiting ratings don't mean anything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, isn't that what we say when we're like 48th or something?
When we're falling down the recruiting list?
Yeah. Last year we were 55th. Mm-hmm. But On3.com is the one I use because they don't automatically make everybody a three-star. You know, updated team recruiting ranks. Alabama, 7 5 stars and 24 stars. And 1 3 star, 28 players, 27 are either 4 stars or 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, 27 recruits, 1 5 star, 22 4 stars. That's 23 out of 27. Texas got a, Miami had a good recruiting year. They must be cheating again. Ohio State, 1 5 star, 18 4 stars, and 1 3 star mm-hmm. out of 20. Out of 20. So. The point I'm trying to make here is the Gophers, who are currently 43rd and ahead of like 4 or 5 Big Ten teams, have 1 4-star.
Mm-hmm.
So Ohio State has, what did I say? They got 19 and we got 1. How are we ever going to catch them?
That's the point. We're not.
How are we going to catch them? It's the most imbalanced sport there is, isn't it? You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
I mean, the same. Football. Virtually at every NCAA level is completely imbalanced.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's.
Yes.
That's one reason the NFL is the thing, because it's, you know, who the hell's.
It's not the quality of games, it's the closeness of scores.
And again, yesterday, I was watching Red Zone yesterday, and they're jumping back and forth. Everything.
There were some awful games.
Oh, and the bad teams are almost beating good teams. I mean, terrible. And then the Eagles. Gardner Minshew, how did he start at one time for was it Jacksonville?
Yeah, he was
throwing it all over the building.
He was a
man.
Gunslinger.
Yeah, but he was like overthrowing guys like.
Well, it just
feet.
Shows you how good Hurts is going to win MVP based on his absence.
Yes, that's what I said yesterday. This was a great boost to Hurts' MVP campaign. Mahomes is going to win it though again, don't you think?
I think Hurts might have a chance now.
Yeah,
I mean, Philly's gone from a lock for the one to being in jeopardy of dropping to the 5 if Dallas wins and they lose.
They're beat to hell, though, right?
Who's that, Philly?
Philly.
Yes, yeah. They've got injuries.
That's
now.
Right. Philly would Dallas. So Dallas would did Dallas division. Beat them twice? Or just Dallas?
I'd have to look at how
Dallas
that went.
Beat them last
but
time.
Dallas would jump them.
Yeah, well, they don't.
And Philly's got the Giants. We'll probably rest players, so Philly's probably going to win that game. But
yeah,
still.
The Giants are locked into sixth, right?
Yes, the Giants can't move.
I don't think, back to the Vikings, Giants will be a handful.
Oh, yeah.
They're tough. They kind of play nasty.
Yes. And the Vikings don't strike me as a team. They take advantage of breaks, but I don't think they're exceptionally tough at all.
No, I don't think so.
You know, Green Bay punched them, and they went away very quickly.
How about our guy, the Z-Man, who was talking so much before, was really fired up for this game, wouldn't talk to reporters after the game last night.
Who's that?
Zadarius.
Oh.
He was
disappointed. Surprise me one
he
bit.
Was disappointed, but, you know.
That doesn't surprise
I mean,
me
who,
one bit.
Who cares?
That, he is the, his approach to us is exactly the type of guy that when things, if they fall apart, mm-hmm. won't talk.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make him unusual.
No, heck no.
No.
But, you know, he's the guy who's like posing for pictures. And
He's been banged up for, what, 5-6 weeks? So he's not the same as he was
at
early.
Least. No, he hurt his knee at one point, mm-hmm. and he hasn't been the same since mm-hmm. then. And Daniil, who had a couple great games, you didn't hear his name much.
Okay, I was talking to somebody today, earlier. Cousins has got 1 year left, right? And then, but yeah. then they can get out of it.
Void
and,
years after
but,
that.
But they can keep him, too, if they want to.
Yeah, they'd have to sign him to an extension.
But if you play, if out, you but, pay Jefferson...
Yeah, you're not going to be able to keep
25
him.
Or yeah. 30.
Yep.
And you got a $30 million quarterback.
You can't do it.
So, you're going to get rid of Harrison. You're going to maybe...
Cook,
for sure.
You got to get rid of Kendrick. Thielen. Thielen can't play
yeah.
anymore.
Kendricks, probably.
Yep.
I mean, but that's still not enough money, right?
No, I think Kirk's going to have to be gone. But Jefferson's contract...
So where are you going, then? Who are you going to...
Well, here's the nice thing. Jefferson's contract won't kick in for 3 more years,
mm-hmm.
or for 2 more years.
Yeah.
So he'll play out the rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
So you got plenty of time to decide
you
this.
You can give him the number here. But Kirk could play 1 more year then, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jefferson will sign an extension at some point, probably in July.
Mm-hmm.
And that contract won't kick in until his rookie contract is
somebody
done.
Somebody thought he was going to hit $30 million annually. You think so?
It's going to come close.
What are receivers getting now? What's the highest receiver getting? 20?
I'd have to
low
look.
20s?
But, yeah, he'll be close to 30.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And you can't afford to pay Kirk then.
But with
Justin,
more and more time. New money coming in.
Yep.
Someday they're going to have to stop lying about the salary cap, the owners, and pay what it should be, right? I mean, it should be over $200 million, easy.
They've got the players so badly by the you-know-whats.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're ever going to stop.
Yeah, and what happens now, it proves it. We don't care if everybody's good as long as it's close.
Right.
We don't care.
Well, yeah.
If, as we said last week, the great thing about football is making mistakes are as exciting as mm-hmm. making plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fumbles are as exciting as making plays.
And like you
and
said.
And we'll be back in a minute to tell you whether they, we'll be back in 4 minutes to tell you whether that guy fumbled or not, right?
But that's why Red Zone's so genius.
Oh, yeah.
They don't take commercial breaks.
No.
They switch you from game to game, so you never see the worst of the worst.
No.
Unless it's really bad, in which case it's fun to watch.
Yes. Yeah.
Football, well, that league has never been stronger.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable how they got everybody. I mean, okay, I'm watching Tom Brady against, who are they playing? Miami?
Carolina.
Yeah.
It was a terrible game.
Which damn near has a chance to win the division, and they suck.
Yeah, and so does Tampa, really.
Yeah. He hasn't done anything for the whole game. And then he throws 2 bombs to Michael Evans, and he's Tom.
Yep.
They're playing but for 3 quarters, I mean, I didn't watch it, but just
3 touchdowns.
Looking at the stats, where Evans, by the way, what he got some stat about how many times in a row he's had 1,000 yards. It's like one of the historic. He's a Hall of Famer.
Mm, it's great.
Nine
yeah.
times. Yeah.
But he caught 3 touchdowns on Sunday, and so he's back now. We celebrated that.
Yeah, Tom's back. Tom's back. Yeah. They got to do something about this system where they get a home game.
Yeah.
And that? The other collection, and Jacksonville might have a damn home game.
If Philadelphia finishes second, they're the 5 seed, so
they're going to have to go to Jacksonville.
They're going to have to go on the road.
They'll have to go to Tampa.
Yeah, so they'll have to go on the road. Now, they'll probably win there, but still, the point is, Tampa Bay is going to finish what?
8-9 if they lose.
Yeah.
They probably won't play Tom on Sunday, right?
And they've wrapped up that division.
They have, yeah. They won't play him, so they'll be 8-9. And who's Jacksonville playing?
Next week?
Yes.
I have to
that
look.
Decides that division. Whatever.
Oh, Tennessee.
Whatever.
It's the Titans,
Tennessee,
right.
Which hasn't scored a touchdown in 6 weeks, and they're still tied for first.
Oh, they've got. They're terrible.
Like
crapper.
Yeah.
Well, Tannehill's hurt
Tannehill's
now.
Tannehill's hurt. I don't even know who plays for them, do you?
They started, what was his name? Is it Joshua Dobbs?
Dobbs, okay.
On Thursday. They benched the rookie. Malik Willis got benched.
I guess he's just been awful.
And, yeah. But you're right. But, again, we don't care. That's the incredible thing.
Yeah.
These teams, look at the amount of quarterbacks who have played. You are taking stars out all the time. Injury, being benched, whatever. You're taking quarterbacks out all the time. And they still make this work.
Yes. And but you know what? When you see Stroud and you see the kid from Georgia's okay, but not great.
But Stetson Bennett.
Even in a college game, it is amazing to me how quarterback dependent this game has become. It's even at a college at the top college level. I mean, you can win with a weak armed, slow guy, like lower levels. But I mean, Stroud was the reason they had a chance to win that game, right? Against Georgia's much better athletes.
Yep.
So, by the way, Ryan Day, you're going to gamble, right? You're going to go in there. You're going to be the Mississippi gambler. Stroud runs it down to the 30. They got 30 seconds and 2 timeouts. And you run a semi-dive sweep. Right then, you got to hit them with a 12-yard pass, don't you? They're reeling. They're all looking depressed. But this guy, if you saw him make the 48-yarder, you knew it was 20-80. He wouldn't make it from 50 under pressure.
Yeah.
Go get close.
Coach is mad.
That was stupid. He coached like the 50-yarder was left.
I'm not sold on him at all on Day.
I'm sold on him recruiting, but I'm not sold
on him.
Yeah,
but I'm not sold on him on game day.
No, I'm not. Why is he calling his own plays?
Because these guys, a lot of them love to.
Mm-hmm.
Ego.
Yeah. Yeah, well, God, that Georgia, with that last year, they can't be as good as they were last year because half their defense from last year is playing in the
still
NFL.
Still damn good.
Yeah, but defensively, they were, I guess, number one in the nation defensively, so they sure didn't look like against Ohio State. But anyhow. All right, one more thing. How much is Quinn Snyder going to cost him to be the new coach?
And when's the move going to be made?
Maybe Wednesday. If they get their ass kicked,
I didn't see a second of the Pistons loss.
I didn't.
But that's got to be.
It is.
They've lost Johnny K.
Yeah.
Cronkite is gone.
Is that right?
When you lose Johnny K, you've lost the nation of Wolves fans.
Johnny was a little tough on him after that one?
I think he said that this is, in a season where they're pursuing rock bottom consistently, this is rock bottom.
I mean, well, it is.
The Pistons are awful. They
want
to lose.
And they don't want to win.
Right.
And it was 30-12. And then it was 64-50 at halftime. And
I hope they got booed off the court.
They did. I read it. I didn't watch it much of it. And I read that they got the hell booed out of them, you know.
What's happened?
I don't know. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. They should have saved those 2 draft choices and let Utah have McDaniels. He's not. He's okay, but he's not, you know, a franchise. He's mediocre as hell.
But
he can't make a shot.
Well, what's happened?
I don't know.
I mean, this is the most incredible. Do they just not give a damn? Like, is that the problem?
Well, did you see
is Gobert not thrilled?
Did you see the Nas Reed quote?
No.
And Nas was asked if it's just if this is not Britt Robson asked him a Britt Robson question about something, you know, is this fixable? Is this explainable or something? He said, do you know why this is happening? And he said, oh, yeah, we all know why. We're not talking about it, but we know why this was happening. And it was almost like he was calling out somebody without calling them out. I don't know if it was the coach or the point guard or who it was, but it was like, yeah, we know what's going on. We know what the problem is.
Interesting.
It was, but Finchie's taking the fall. This is Flip losing to... This is Flip losing to Phoenix by, remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
And about a week later, he got fired.
Yeah.
140 to 105 or something.
Just signed an extension.
I know. But, and then this is Tibbs losing that one game in early January, and then they won the next one, but he got fired anyway.
The Lakers game they won, you're right.
Yeah. And this is like, that one is like, okay. What are we going to do? But the only solution is Quinn Snyder.
But
he's a free agent. He cost you $10 million a year. And you already got an $8 million general manager.
Doesn't that just make us the Jazz East?
Yeah, but he might be the only guy that can make something out of this, to know what to do with Rudy. How do you play with Rudy? He might know how to play with Rudy.
This is such a disaster.
Yes. In the history of Wolves disasters, this is going to be numero uno.
So where does Conley fall in all of this? It's not our job to have a premonition.
I think
this might not work.
I think to get him to talk, somebody's going to have to throw a smoke bomb in his office to get him to come out. I mean, Johnny had an interview with him like 3 weeks ago, but he didn't say anything, you know.
This is not a mistake.
No, listen, how would you like to be the owner? Glenn Taylor, still waiting for his money. They gave you this $8 million. They destroyed your team and gave you this $8 million a year general manager. Poor Glenn, poor Glenn.
To a guy you don't even know.
Yeah, they gave $8 million to a guy.
He knows people start to be
more. And you know who else didn't know him? Lori and A-Rod. They heard about him. They did. What do you think their knowledge of him was? Zero. And now you got to wait till February to get your money. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I love that one.
We're going to get the next 200.
I love that one.
We're going to get the We're going to get it to you.
It was supposed to be in the mail, Glenn. I don't know what happened.
Right. The $200 million check was supposed to be in the mail.
But this is
all the enthusiasm and him sitting there with no shoes on the sidelines. Yeah. Are they even showing up anymore?
I don't think they are. Not when I've gone, at least. Not of late.
I don't think Glenn would be too sad if the thing fell through because he gets to keep the 400, right?
But I mean, where does this even fall? I mean, forget the Timberwolves in sports history of like I told you, the Herschel Walker thing is it's a pimple.
Yes, it is.
It's a pimple.
Yes, this is the rest of the decade.
I mean,
this is not. Herschel ruined things for, made it harder for a couple of years, but they never really paid the price for it, right?
No, because they remain competitive.
Yeah, because they got Gary Zimmerman and they got Anthony Carter.
Yeah, you're right.
They guys like that.
Raided the USFL. You're
but,
right.
But this is. For a decade, you have ruined a decade.
Yeah. A franchise that has tried to alter itself for the worse for years actually has made a franchise-altering move that's worse than anything they've done.
And this was... Now, speaking of Johnny, I love Johnny. Johnny does a great job on the beat. He's a great guy. But I heard him talking to Barrero like right before the opener a couple of days. And he was talking about how all of the league-wide optimism about this team, some people were picking them to win mid-50s, and he put his over and under at 52, and he thought he was being conservative. And it's going to be 32.
Yeah.
34. They're not going to be 500.
It's going to be a great draft pick.
Yes, for Utah.
Oh, God, it's going to be fantastic.
God, I hope they win the lottery. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if Utah won the lottery and got the world-changing 7-foot French 3-point shooter?
And Walker Kessler can play.
Yeah, he's fine. God, it's unbelievable.
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
I'm at a complete loss.
The sports scene in this town has never been greater because we have the most complex football team ever created.
Yep.
And we got the Wolves.
Yeah.
And you got the incredibly odd good and you got a franchise that finally, now Tibbs made the playoffs too, so, but you got a franchise that finally, people finally left the arena last year feeling good mm-hmm. about this team.
Yep.
And now they start booing at halftime and never stop. Right.
The Strib has a story today that says sagging Wolves sure of rebound. Players say issues fixable and they will figure it out. I'm skeptical now.
Yes. Well, if you could have figured it out, halftime on Saturday night would have been a good, you're ahead 64-50 against the worst team in the league. Whatever you did then, don't do it again, right?
The amazing thing so far is, as far as I can tell, Conley's escaped without any real heat.
I mean, you take a cheap shot at him once in a while. He makes the guy that Leopold fired, Paul, whatchamacallit. Oh, well,
Paul just didn't have a good personality.
No.
This guy is sabotaged.
Yeah, he makes Fenton look like, Fenton, wasn't it, Paul?
Yeah, Paul Fenton.
Paul Fenton.
Well, you know what he's doing right now? He's challenging David Kahn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kahn.
That's rare air.
Kahn. Kahn made some screwy, he drafted 2 point guards back to back, and neither of them was Steph Curry. Yep. That was a bit of a blunder.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, I'm saying
one of them couldn't. One of them, as they said, couldn't play dead in a cowboy movie, Johnny Flynn. But but, Kahn had 4 years, right?
I think it was four
to create as less of a mess than this guy's created now in 20 minutes.
Well, at least Kahn had the draft picks to screw them up.
Yes, he'd get thousands of them.
They're not going to have to worry about their draft.
He did. One of the draft choices he used on a 30-year-old who was playing in Israel who hadn't been eligible for the draft for like 8 years, but at least,
And I don't think Carl's going to come to the rescue.
I think we all, that's a good idea. I'm going to go over there tonight. I got to write a Wednesday column. I might apologize to David Kahn. You have lost your distinction, yep. Sir. I always thought Jimmy Rogers was the worst coach they ever had. And Tradewinds Jack McCloskey was, he came, it was a retirement job
right.
for him. I mean, he was.
Yes, we've done that before.
He had his resume, and he was, but I'm stunned. I am. I finally said, okay. It seems like a lot, but
right.
They must know what's going to happen here. Rudy must be really good.
Right.
Rudy's sick. Not only did he start COVID, he brought COVID to the nation.
Yep.
He misses about.
Yeah, he brought the shutdown. You're right.
Yeah, he brought
the
COVID.
Shutdown started with Rudy.
I might have to. Could I get away with that saying? He brought COVID to the nation, and it's not the biggest disaster he's been involved in.
You could certainly try it.
Yeah, I could. Yeah,
you might want to have an alternate column set
right.
for if they kick it back.
COVID jokes don't work too well, do they? I mean,
yeah, but I think you're this case you're accurate. The shutdown started with him.
Yes, it did.
We called off all the games, and everyone else followed suit after Gobert.
Yes.
Was
the next day, I was there the day for the girls basketball tournament on Wednesday.
Yep.
And I was talking to I remember Amelia and Frank were there because their daughter played for Holy Angels.
Yep.
And I was talking to her, and after the game or something, and she said, "Yeah, we got to get in quick because we just had our fourth case of COVID in Minnesota. We had our fourth case, and remember every time somebody got a case, it was a big story.
Yeah, we racked it up.
And and then the next day, the girls still played. They hung in there and they still play. I think they played did they play the whole thing or did they just play the afternoon?
The afternoon and shut it down.
Yeah, because
Paige was about to win.
Paige was going to win it. Paige and Farmington won their semifinal games.
Yeah.
So 4A had played. I guess.
But that was the last sport to close down, right?
Yeah, they closed down at like 6 o'clock.
Because the Twins closed it down the day after Gobert.
Yeah.
Like the next day, everybody decided not to play.
The country shut down.
You know, you are on sound factual footing.
Yes, I am. Yes. Or I could say, we cannot say that this is the biggest disaster that Rudy Gobert has been involved in.
Yep.
Since he was the guy that brought COVID awareness.
But he's challenging it.
but basketball wise, it's the equivalent.
Yep.
What do you think? Can I get away with that, Declan?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I think you got to try.
Hopefully I'll get a bad copy reader who just lets it fly through.
There's a chance of that.
Yeah, right. Yes. Take me back to the Dispatch sports desk of the days of yore where you could write anything. And Larry Wolf must wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, how can I still be in the big leagues? That was a lead on a game story.
No, I think you're fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you're good.
What else? We got anything? How about your hockey team? Pretty good. I saw them get beat, but I got to see Kaprizov's goal. That was a hell of a goal.
God.
It's gorgeous. People are always talking about putting the goal off the guy's back, but getting it out of the corner. He was fighting his own guys and everybody else for the puck comes out and boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
There were some who thought he was trying to center the puck, but I think he saw that the guy was off. Ottinger was off the post a little bit.
Zuccarello is fun to watch because his first peak when he gets the puck is, where the hell's my man?
Yep.
And he's got
to a fault at times because he could shoot more.
But he's got 16 goals or 17 goals or something because he's playing with this guy. He's not a bad player, but he's playing with this guy.
He is a brilliant guy because he realized this kid was his ticket.
I see that, and it reminds me once again of Augie and I being in Ren Blair's office drinking with Parker McDonald and Ren Blair at 2 a.m. They'd played a night playoff game, and we're playing an afternoon playoff game the next day. And somehow Augie and I think we were just out there watching in the press box, ended up drinking with Blair and Parker McDonald. And Ren was talking to us like we were hockey guys, you know.
Well, probably thought you were.
Asking for our opinion. There. He's from Springfield. I'm from Fulda. That's not exactly. But he said, who's the greatest player I ever saw? Or who's the greatest player? And I knew he'd sign Bobby Orr. So I said, Bobby Orr, And give him another drink. And then he says to Parker McDonald, who was he coaching him then?
Yeah.
He was coaching him. So he's in there drinking at 2 a.m. And he says, who's your greatest player ever? And he says, Gordie Howe, because he played with Gordie Howe. And Blair jumps up and says, you better bleep and say Gordie Howe, because you had 40 goals playing with Gordie Howe, and you were bleeping, bleeping, bleep, and did this whole thing. That's kind of like Zuccarello.
Yep.
He's going to get 35 goals, and he's going to have to thank the guy he's playing with, right?
Well, that's why he's, I believe that he is gone out of his way to serve as a mentor in life for Kirill Kaprizov because he knows this guy made him.
So somebody sent me an email on this. Should we be questioning Ovi's love of Putin? Or has Ovi said anything about that? I mean, we're celebrating Ovi now.
Ovi and Putin are tight.
They were.
Yeah.
Somebody said to me.
Because Panarin hates Putin.
Okay. Somebody said to me that, In the 1940s, it would have been a little risky for some athlete to be buddies with Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh,
that's who this guy is. So.
I think Ovi's gone pretty quiet. He's a smart dude.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm fully expecting that when he retires, he could go back there and be in government.
Well, hopefully the government will have fallen by
then. Yeah, I was going to say, but Putin probably won't be around by then.
Thank God. Hopefully.
Yes, it could be questioned, but that's no fun.
Anyway, we don't know whether to celebrate or cry about the Vikings, but we do know what to do with the Timberwolves. Okay.
All right.
See you.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In Chris Howard. University of Michigan QB J.J. McCarthy makes bold predictions but doesn't fulfill them, and Ohio State kicker Noah Ruggles misses an opportunity to etch his name in Buckeye lore. Fans love their teams and the players, that is, until they don't. When it comes to finger pointing, you'll find no greater antagonist than the fan. Why? Because it means more to them, or so they believe. As a former player, nothing angers me more than armchair Charlies accusing the teams of overlooking opponents or blaming players for providing bulletin board material. But leading up to the game, the fan is the one talking the most, boasting the most. When the team is winning, it's a lot of we talk. But when the team loses, it turns into they lost. You will never know what those moments feel like because you didn't put in the work to earn those feelings from those moments. That's the great thing about being part of a team. You win as a team, you lose as a team. We cry, we console our brother. We don't point the finger, we go back to work, back to the early morning workouts, the hill sprints, back to the bloody noses and broken bones. Why? Because it really means more to us. Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fixed. And don't forget BetOnline for NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.